Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Community School District Superintendent Art Sadoff, recapping Monday's school board meeting and looking back on the year of 2019. Indianola School Board met in regular session Monday. Not a lot on the agenda, but one of the things that was discussed by the school board was potential vote for some state funding and some new levies that could be put out there by the school board. Kind of talk about that and what was discussed and voted on by the school board Monday.
Sure. Well, it wasn't an action item yet, but we had had conversation with our facilities committee and wanted to bring it to the full board. The idea of having a vote March 3rd, school election, to try to get a public education and recreation levy, the Pearl levy, passed. Sometimes that's called the playground levy. And what it is a maximum of 13.5 cents per thousand, and it goes toward playgrounds and community education. And we're in a good situation in that we could pass that and start banking some money for next times we need to redo playgrounds or if we want to do some community education. And we could do that without raising our overall tax levy because we have room to decrease other levies by that much and then put the Pearl levy in. So that's something we're interested in doing. The last 5 years, we've replaced 4 elementary school playgrounds. And the cost of that has been around $400,000 per playground by the time you put in the safe surface and new equipment. So it'd be great to be able to have some budgeting, some dollars specifically for that. And we also talk about various types of community ed that we could use, like kindergarten readiness or maybe with our English language learners, some things like that. So that is something that we intend to probably bring forward March 3rd. And the other part of that election, too, would be a new revenue purpose statement, which dictates how we can spend some of our funds, like our statewide penny, our sales tax funds. And that last revenue purpose statement was passed in 2008. Since then, there have been some other allowable uses for that money that the legislature has passed, specifically with technology and security uses. And we would like to have the broadest revenue purpose statement, meaning that we can spend that for all allowable purposes. The other part of that is with the legislature extending that statewide sales tax, extending the sunset, right now our revenue purpose statement only runs through 2021, and if we get it renewed, then it could run through 2051. So both of those items aren't really any new source of funds in terms of additional tax dollars, but would give us a lot of flexibility and help us with our planning.
So a lot of just kind of cleaning up of some language and at least planning forward for the school board that was talked about on Monday. Really not much else on the agenda, so I'll just ask you a very broad question. 2019 coming to a close. This will be our last interview till the next school board meeting in 2020. So kind of talk about when you look back on the year, whether it be school board related, whether it be administration related, what are some of the things that jump out from you in your role as superintendent and when you look at the district wide?
Sure. Well, the one constant is change, right? And we feel the pace of change in schools, and we want to keep working hard and getting better in the new year. We have 4 new school board members who are doing a lot of learning and really jumping right in on things. It's a very busy hiring season for us. We've begun that with the early retirement offering that we made to staff. So we'll continue to have some hiring, which will be important early in the new year, and it's great to get an early start on that where really you're getting the best possible pool for every job. We're looking at continuing to refine our online learning program that we got going to the high school this year. That's been exciting. Activities, winter activities are in full swing, and really I think we just want to keep working hard and keep working to get better at everything we're doing.
Once again, that was Indianola Community School District Superintendent Art Sadoff discussing the Monday school board meeting, as well as looking at the year of 2019. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.